Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
It's so good to be with you again. Thank you so much for joining us. And this program in real time is happening, I do believe, on a Friday. And the way I know it's a Friday is the day that I take my garbage out. And it's a milestone. Every week we take the garbage out on Friday. And it always seems that when you do something that is a regularly scheduled event, and as the months and the years go by, somehow in our internal clock, it seems as though it's happening quicker and quicker. Even annual events. Have you noticed that? Ah, here we are again. Didn't we? Which one did we? What was the one that we got together at? Was that 4 years ago or 5 years ago? And so I mark the passage of time and the aging process of my life by how recently it seemed that I took the garbage out last week. And the week before, and the week before. So it is a Friday, and my brain is so, I don't know if my brain is stimulated or my brain is fried, but I got to tell you, the experience of doing this many radio shows, in addition to other things, sure does develop parts of whatever muscles we have that run the mechanism known as our body and our lives. The brain, it sure does jostle it up a little bit. And I find myself crawling toward the oasis called the weekend, and it's coming up soon. I do appreciate your being there, and I assume you're there or you wouldn't know it. If a voice comes out of the radio and no one is there to listen, does the voice exist? How's that for philosophy? Our telephones are open today, 877-807-4048. In just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by somebody who doing a radio show is, every day on a big-time radio station with a gigantic audience where every word counts and everything has consequences, is a very, very fine young man named Rich Zeoli. He'll be joining us shortly, a few minutes from now, after the first break. He hosts a daily radio show on WPHT in Philadelphia. And when I say he's a young man, youth. He's not a kid. He's a grown man, two children. He's married, has been in business. When I say he's a young man, I don't mean he's a kid. But he has a very interesting perspective on young people when it comes to popular culture and politics. And he also recently adopted his second adoptive child. And I just think that's wonderful, and I can't wait to talk to him about that and life in general. So he'll be joining us. In the next hour of the program, we're going to talk to a man I consider to be the world's leading expert on scams and fraud and the lack of privacy and cyber dangers. Man who has his finger on the pulse of the culture of con artists. And there are con artists all over the place. There always have been. He always says, con artists are the only criminals that we call artists. He has a respect for their ingenuity, their craftsmanship, their diabolical intelligence. And, of course, he is sort of like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. He's out to get them. And he has a website called Scamicide, scamicide.com. And he's a great guy. I've known him for years. His name is Steve Wiseman. He'll be joining us later in the program. We'll be joined by my very good buddy, a Renaissance man. He's been on the program already, and he'll be one of our go-to guys. Love talking to him. His name is Richard Neer. And when I say a Renaissance man, this guy has covered the spectrum of being everything from a rock and roller to a sports expert to an author. And his latest hobby that's turned into a profession is he's a murder mystery writer. And I think murder mysteries are one of the only areas left in publishing where anybody can really sell books and make money. If you are a murder mystery fan, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not a murder mystery fan, perhaps it's news to you that that is one of the most vibrant areas of literature. Always has been. Always. There are people that are absolutely devoted to spending a certain amount of their time trying to solve a whodunit. I'm not one of them. As a matter of fact, full disclosure, when it comes to any type of fiction, I am quite illiterate. I've never been one for reading fiction. On the other hand, I can't get enough nonfiction. And there is a huge difference. Huge. I hate using that word nowadays because it's becoming hackneyed. Who started that? There's a huge difference between fiction and nonfiction. So we're going to talk to Richard about that. We're going to talk to him about a bunch of things. There's a an article that is running on one of the political websites, it's called Fear, Anxiety, and Depression in the Age of Trump. Therapists and their patients are struggling to cope amid the national nervous breakdown. That is the 2016 election, by Michelle Goldberg. And Richard and I are going to talk a little bit about that and how this election, depending on whether you're for Hillary or for Trump or for Gary or Jill. Yes, there are the people. There are like a lot of people that run for president, but you wouldn't know that to read the news. How this election is creating rifts among friends and relatives, stress among the population that doesn't even normally get that involved in elections. So these are peculiar times, which brings up another question. Are these times any different than any other times? Are these, what was it, Dickens? These are the best of times, these are the worst of times. I believe it was A Tale of Two Cities. I didn't read it because it was a novel, but I've heard of it. Sorry about that. But it's a profound statement. And it really covers this particular question. Are these times any different than any other? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It is both the best and the worst of times. And perhaps it always has been. In my day job as a publisher of a radio talk radio trade magazine, I'm often asked by people, why are things so bad? Are things getting worse? And because we live in the eternal now, I mean, there's something very much in your face about the philosophical and scientific concept of now that makes everything seem more profound, more vivid, more colorful. Smells are smellier, feelings are touchier, sights are sightier, sounds are louder. The now. But are things worse now than they were 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago or back in the 50s or the first decade of the 21st century? Are things getting worse? Or do they just feel that way because they're nowier, they're more in our moment-to-moment consciousness? And I tend to believe, and I guess I'm being optimistic to a certain degree, but there's an underlying pessimistic tone to it as well, a pessimistic consequence. I tend to think that things are exactly the same as they've always been in terms of the good and the bad. Sometimes it kind of pulsates toward the negative a little more. Sometimes it pulsates toward the positive. Times of peace, better than times of war. But for the most part, the balance between good and evil, the balance between happiness and sadness kind of works its way into an even, a stasis, and that the times have always been good and bad at the same time. 877-807-4048. Rich Scioli joins us next. I'm Michael Harrison on what used to be called a radio.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's the Michael Harrison Show, stimulating conversation about life in these rapidly changing times.
All right, and here we go, and we have a guest who spends at least 15 hours a week doing live radio in the city of brotherly love. His name is Rich Zeoli. Rich, how's it feel spending your downtime being a guest on another radio show?
Michael, I tell you what, happy Friday, my friend. I'm so excited to be with you to kick off the weekend.
Yeah, it's nice. You and I have never done anything like this together. We've spoken on the phone. I got to tell you, congratulations on how wonderful your career has been going, and congratulations on the new addition to your family. You and your wife have just adopted a baby girl, Claire Megan, and you have another adoptive child. And you went out to Utah and actually broadcast your show during the process.
I did. Yeah.
What? And now I didn't hear any of those shows. I saw a lovely photo of you that appears at talkers.com because the human interest side of the industry is certainly fascinating to us, as the politics, sports, and everything else. But how did it go over on a station that basically deals with news and politics? Did you talk about your family life and what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I did, Michael, and thanks for the kind words. It was I brought the listeners on board with me through the journey. I did the same thing with Patrick when he was born 2 years ago, because I had just been named the afternoon drive host on WPHT. It was November 6th was my first show, and my son was born November 11th in Connecticut. And so I remember this because I was doing the morning show with Chris Segal, our morning guy. We were doing a Veterans Day broadcast together, and we got the call from the adoption agency saying, hey, birth mom is in labor. You guys better boogie up to Connecticut. So I had to leave the broadcast, and we jumped in the car and pick up my wife and drive up to Connecticut. And then he was born, and I just started. You know, it was a lot of pressure on just being named afternoon drive host, so I wanted to do the show. The audience didn't even know me yet, and here I was taking time off. So fortunately, WCTC up in Hartford is a CBS affiliate, so they let me do the show from there. And it was great. I was just honest with the audience right away. I said, hey, look, here's the deal. My son, we're adopting him, and he's just been born, and I want to do the show with you, and I'll guide you through the process. And I was able to talk to them, Michael, about the incredible bureaucracy that surrounds adoption, the home visits, the inspections, the various state agencies, the interstate compact law, which basically kept us in Connecticut and also Utah for about 2 weeks after the birth, until we had clearance from New Jersey to come home and I could be back in studio. And the audience really appreciated it, and I felt that I created a bond with my listeners, that even more so than I'd had, you know.
So wow. I'm going to just jump in and say that thank you for recreating that for my audience here, because
sure.
This program, it's less of a stretch from a political news talk show. This show is just to bring you up to speed, and we'll get back to your story and relate it to it. This is the aftermath of the unexpected death of Dr. Joy Brown. This was, you're on the airwaves of what was Dr. Joy Brown's radio show, and she died a few weeks ago. We didn't expect it, and I jumped in to keep the embers going and see where it goes. Joy and I were very good friends. So the audience is an audience that is, let's say, more predisposed to talking about human nature, families, children, child raising, adoption, and relationships. So this is right up the alley of this program's, you know, category and boundaries. So please share with us some of this. My first comment to what you said is that, well, even though you went through a lot of red tape, we are dealing with a human life that is being handed to somebody.
Right.
for the rest of their life. I mean, it isn't that surprising that you'd have to jump through some hoops or go through some type of a vetting process, is it?
No, it's not, Michael. It's a good point. You know, you're not taking home a turtle here. You're taking home a human being. So, yeah, that's understandable. I just think a lot of people don't realize it, you know. I don't know how many people know how much oversight is involved in the process.
How difficult was it?
Well, it was not difficult per se. It was just very time consuming. And we're still doing it now with Claire. We brought Claire home last week, and we had our first visit with the New Jersey Adoption Agency, who will provide a series of four inspections. They'll come to the house and they'll check up on her, and they'll report back to the state of New Jersey, who will report back to the state of Utah, where Claire was born. And then all goes well, in March they'll finalize the adoption, and she'll officially become Claire Megan Zioli. She is already in our hearts, but then officially on paper, you know.
Well, the photo of you holding her in your arms—I don't have it in front of me. Are you holding a bottle, I believe,
Yes, sir. Michael, it was a bottle. I was literally feeding her. So Bridget took our son Patrick out for a walk, because you know how it is. I mean, he's a little jealous now, you know.
How interesting.
He was the king of the castle, and now he's got a little sister. So she took him for a walk. I made a makeshift studio in the closet. It was the only thing we could do. Is we're in Park City, Utah, and Patrick had to take a nap. We didn't know how loud Claire would be. She's an angel. She doesn't really cry. It's wonderful. So we set up the office in the closet. I brought my Comrex access unit in there. Ran a really long Ethernet cord to the modem, and she was crying. So I had her on my lap. I was feeding her while I was interviewing Ivanka Trump about Ivanka Trump's maternity leave plan, and child care credits and that sort of thing. So I said to Ivanka, I said, I just want you to know, there's a little bit of irony here with this.
How did Ivanka react to that?
She started laughing, and she said, you know, I want you to know that adoptive families will be included in my father's plan. So I appreciated her relating to that story, you know.
So Patrick now is, what, 3 years old, two and a half years old?
Yeah, he'll be 2 years in November.
Uh-huh. And obviously, you have a very positive feeling about this, or you would not have gone on to adopt another child.
I think it is one of the greatest gifts in the world, Michael. I really do. First of all, these birth moms and birth dads, but we only dealt with birth moms in these two situations. These are incredible people who are so selfless to say, you know, I can't give this baby the life that she deserves, but we're going to find a loving couple who can. And that is just an incredible sacrifice. You know, these are really special people. And the social workers, the counselors who help set up the adoptive parents with the birth parents and form that relationship and then work to guide these women through the loss, which is, of course, inevitable. You know, when you place a child for adoption, that's very, very difficult. And so they help these birth moms get through that process and understand what they're doing is really important. Before Patrick was born, when we started the adoption process, it's not something I talk about often, but we had been chosen to adopt a little boy in Pennsylvania. And we went up there to Allentown, and we were in the room the night he was born, and my wife cut the umbilical cord. And then the next day, the birth mother changed her mind, and we had to drive home to New Jersey. And, you know, it was tough. But looking back now, I say thank God, because I wouldn't have Patrick, you know, my son, who I love so much, had that worked out. So it's a really important lesson, I think, about life in terms of something you said earlier, you know, the best of times, the worst of times. That was the worst of times for us.
Yeah.
And then it turned into the best of times for us when 2 weeks later we got a call that we were chosen to adopt Patrick.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us for a while?
Absolutely. You got it.
Fascinating conversation. And I'm really grateful that you're being so candid with this aspect of your personal life. It's very, very enriching for the rest of us. Rich Zeoli, wonderful guy, broadcasting pro from WPHT in Philly, talking about the adoptive process. We're going to talk about a few other things, too, and get some good conversation going here. I'm Michael Harrison. Thank you for listening. More coming your way.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Call in at 877-807-4048.
I'm Michael Harrison with you on what used to be called the radio, and we're talking with a guy who is quite used to being on the radio. His name is Rich Zeoli, and he is a very prominent member of the broadcasting community. He hosts a daily show 3 hours a day in the afternoon on WPHT in Philadelphia, and recently adopted, he and his wife, Bridget, adopted their second child, little girl, and they have a little boy that they adopted a couple of years ago, and he broadcasts his show from Utah for a couple of weeks during the adoption process, sharing his personal life with the listeners on his news talk show. And based on what he told me, and I'm not surprised, the listeners found it very, very compelling, as I hope that you are, not to mention informative. Rich, the story you told kind of just grabbed me by the heart when you said, you know, before you adopted Patrick, there was another child that you were going to adopt, and the mother changed her mind,
right,
and the two of you drove home. I was just sitting here thinking about it during the commercial break, and that had to be the worst of times. That had to be heartbreaking. The world had to seem awfully dark at that moment.
It's a moment I'll never forget, Michael. We went to the hospital the night before, as I mentioned. Bridget cut the umbilical cord. We held the baby, and we went back to our hotel room, and we thought we were parents, you know. And remember, you know, prior to this, for 4 years, we'd been trying to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. We went through the adoption classes, and we made the decision. So it was also a year of planning, and we had met the birth mother several times. We had gone up to Allentown to spend time with her, to get to know her. It was a long process. And then when the baby was born and we went back to our hotel and we were celebrating, and the next day we were out to breakfast on our way to the hospital, and we got the call that, you know, she decided to parent, so we had to go home. It was a very long car ride back to Philly and or South Jersey, where we live. And then Bridget was already had left for maternity leave, so she had to go back to work, you know. It was a very, very difficult time.
Did you find yourselves, when you were driving back as a couple who had been through this experience, this experience together, and of course the build up to it over years and the reasons for you choosing to adopt, did you find yourself being mutually supportive, or did one of you have to give the other one more support, or did you just both wallow in your tears? How did that work?
You know, we were so both heartbroken that we decided to go to Key West and take some time with just the two of us to go to Key West and the Florida Keys and just try to get away from it all. And that was very therapeutic, you know. Mm-hmm. Getting away and staying at a nice hotel on the beach and enjoying the time together and getting it through it. And I remember we would talk to each other about it, and we would always say, you know, there has to be a reason why this happened. Not that I'm a person who believes everything happens for a reason necessarily, but there had to be something here that was going on. You know, it was so painful for us. And it also brought us closer together, because I think, you know, it's not that I can't say it's the same category as losing a child. That's now that I'm a parent of two, I can't even imagine what that pain is like. But it was so, so emotionally devastating for us. It definitely brought us closer as a couple. And I think it's part of the reason now why we don't let a single second of the time we have with our children go by without.
Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. It, you know? That's an important point. You said a couple of profound things there. One, you don't know if you're necessarily a person who thinks that everything has a reason. We all wrestle with that. My philosophy on that is I hope everything has a reason. We never know, at least on this plane of existence, what really is the driving cause of everything. Some of us have faith. Some of us have theories. Some of us are agnostic. You know, metaphysics is a very interesting topic. Religion is an interesting topic. But no one is totally sure unless you have such faith that you think you're sure. But it's nice to think that maybe everything has a reason. You just have to have a bigger and bigger perspective, and you have to have time go by to fully see whether or not there was a cause. But oftentimes, couples that have problems conceiving or that suffer a great loss together, quite often that tears the couple apart. Other times it brings them together, and usually it's based upon how much you work at it or whether there were any underlying fissures in the relationship to begin with. Clearly, you and Bridget have a very solid relationship between the two of you, which I think is probably of all the criteria that the agencies go through and the social workers go through in determining the appropriateness of a couple to take a human being as their child. A good solid bond between the couple, I think, should be at the top of the list. Would you agree?
Well, without a question, without a doubt, Michael. And I think, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have trouble in their marriages, and they think, okay, we'll adopt a baby, or we'll have a baby, or adopt a baby, and that'll make it all better, bring us closer together. And it's not. It's the opposite. Because if, you know, if at 3 a.m. when the baby's crying and you're not getting sleep and your nerves are frayed, if you don't have a strong bond, it's going to tear you apart. And I think we've all seen that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, first of all, so many people that I know are the children of divorce, where they grew up, where the parents broke up. And I don't think we talk enough about the traumatizing effect on a person growing up when they come from a divorced, what they call a broken home. Now, today it's more common. People of my generation who grew up as the children of a divorced home might have even been more traumatized, where it was an embarrassment, where you didn't want to talk about it, where divorce was something that, you know, was looked upon as, oh, they're getting a divorce. And oftentimes one parent will recruit the child into the war with the other parent and poison them, and all kinds of ugly stuff happens. Today it seems a little bit more socially smooth. I won't say acceptable, even acceptable. It's a little bit smoother now to be a single parent and to be in that environment. But when I grew up, it was murder. And I speak from personal experience and the experience of many of my friends. So, it's important to provide a kid with a good, solid home. But even a single parent could provide that. Or now we're getting into, you know, all kinds of new ways of looking at relationships. And I guess you deal with that on your, even in the political part of your show, right? You know, new kinds of marriage, gay marriage, and all of that. Nothing beats real life experience at these things.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, so how long now has it been since you've come back with Claire Megan?
Well, we came back. I was back in the studio on Monday, so we flew home Saturday night and was back, you know, live in Philly from the actual broadcast studio on Monday, which has been great. And, you know, you said something earlier, Michael, which I thought was really interesting. You talked about the struggle we all have for things, whether or not things happen for a reason, and getting to a place in life. In the timeline, since you and I are having this conversation, thinking back now, when we had that experience with the loss, with the setback, with the first baby, when you're picked for an adoption, you're actually taken off the book so other birth parents can't see your profile. You know, you create a profile like an online dating site, which, by the way, a side note, my wife and I met in eHarmony. Did you know that?
No. No,
and we were in a commercial. Yes, yes, we were.
So. Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of a story for another day. But that's
you're a real media guy, you know.
King of all media.
Yeah, Rich Cioli, right? Reality show star.
Maybe I'll run for president. Why not?
Yeah, anybody can.
I guess so. So when the disappointment happened, we were put back into the book, so to speak, and literally that's when Patrick's birth mother found us and saw us. So my point is that the timing was so critical there that had things been off by a day, even a day or two, we wouldn't have Patrick.
You know something, what you're talking about now goes beyond the discussion we're having. I'm a freak about those kinds of things. Every time I come to a fork in the road, I take it. Thank you, Yogi Berra. Every time I come to a fork in the road, I always worry, like, what are going to be the consequences if I go this way or that way? What are going to be the consequences if I stop and don't go out to the car because the phone just rang and I wait 5 minutes? Right? I'm obsessed. This is one of my quirks. I'm obsessed with that whole thing about parallel universes and that there's, it's like a video game. Any possible move you make is already programmed. And which way do you want to go? You want to go that way? You ever think of, well, obviously you think about those things because you referred to it in kind of an oblique way, referring to the specific incident in your life. And that whole thing where if that hadn't happened, Patrick would not be in your life.
Right.
Would not. And, of course, a topic I'm going to stay away from, but I'll touch upon it. You know, the whole pro-life or pro-choice thing is, like, what would that life have been had you not interfered with it? We're going to take a quick break. Can I keep you for one more time, or do you have to run?
Well, I have to get to Philly, but I can do a quick segment with you because it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, I want to ask you about young people in politics. I'm going to change the subject now. Keep it for just a few minutes, and then you'll get to Philly, and if you're late, you'll tell them you're with me. They'll say it's okay.
Deal.
Okay, good enough. Stick around, folks. We've got more coming your way.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
Michael Harrison here on the air with Rich Cioli, host at WPHT, who just adopted a beautiful child and has two now with his wife, Bridget. Rich, I'm feeling really guilty for what I said to you before the break. It was really selfish of me. Really, really awful, and I apologize. I didn't mean to be arrogant. I'm going to let you go in a couple of minutes. I just want one more question. How dare I say, tell them you're with me? And you know, it's like it came out of my mouth, and I say, oh, God, what a dumb thing to say. I apologize.
I already told them, so, you know, there you go.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, you ever do that on the air where you just say something, and you go, oh, I wish I could take that back?
About six times a show. So.
But here's the thing I want to know from you, and then skedaddle. I know that you are presented there as the voice of the young voice of politics. It's a conservative show, and that's fine. That's part of the way the station is positioned and your own personal orientation. But how are younger people today different than older people when it comes to politics?
That's a great question, Michael. I'll tell you what, I find younger people to be much more cynical about politics than maybe the older generations realize that they are. And I think for a lot of them, they've grown up watching very cynical television shows. And I still see it now, you know, and I think about some of the TV shows that are on right now, you know, House of Cards and whatnot. I only imagine what the next generation is going to think in terms of our politics. But especially in this election, I talk to younger people and there's a real sense of, you know, does it really matter? Does my vote matter? But then at the same time, I do see a lot of very enthusiastic young people about this presidential election. But unless you're either in love with Hillary or in love with Trump, I see, for the most part, just a real sense of malaise out there with a younger generation. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And in a way, that's good for our democracy. It's not good if they get alienated and don't participate, but it's good that they don't buy into all the BS that's out there. I think a skeptical but informed population makes for a good democracy. You know, they're less prone to buy into a lot of the, you know, ideals and symbols that I know my generation and generations before kind of put into an exalted position that really don't make sense. But let's not go down that road now. Let's let you go down the road to your real job. And I just thank you so much for taking the time for being with me. And again, I apologize for that remark.
No, listen, okay. It was a great remark. And, you know, I already told CBS Philly, I said, hey, listen, I'm with Michael Harrison. He's the godfather of talkers. So there's nothing I can do. And they said, take your time, enjoy, and I'm having fun. So don't you worry. I'm at your disposal here.
Well, I'll tell you what, then someday I may owe you something. You know?
And this day may never come.
I'm going to let you go, Rich. Rich, you're a heck of a guy. I'd love to have you back because I'm fascinated in the generational divide, the things that make the older and the younger folks have things in common, and the things that are different. I think that one of the big issues of our time is the coming together of the millennials and the boomers who, for this moment in time, are meeting each other on equal ground as adults, as opposed to the grown-ups and the kids. It's a fascinating thing when your children grow up to the age that they're now in their 30s or their 40s or even their early 20s, and you're not in the old age home, you're not in the nursing home, you are still a viable person too. It's a very magical time when the generations are on equal footing and can deal with each other as adults as opposed to children and parents. You'll see as your kids get older how you're really the parent of a succession of human beings changing from year to year to year. You have a lot of kids over the years until finally you're sitting across the table and you're going, my gosh, my son and my daughter are grown-ups and I'm still a viable person too. Wow, this is a very different relationship than I thought before. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Great, great words of wisdom there.
That's where I am now with my son, where two men work together. And I say, this is the baby that, like in that picture, this is the baby that I used to feed with a bottle. This is the diaper I used to change. This guy now is a lawyer, and I work with him. And he looks out for me. Amazing. Life is just an amazing journey, and you're at a very interesting juncture. Rich, my best to you and your wife. God bless you.
Thank you, Michael. I enjoy talking
to you so much.
Let's do it again, my friend. Thanks for everything. Thanks for all your advice and your counsel. You are really a true icon in this industry, and you've given me a lot of great insight over the years, and I really appreciate it, Michael. And this has been an honor to talk with you today, and thanks again.
Feelings mutual. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rich Zeoli. He's the new generation of radio talk show hosts, and he is on, they call it in the business, afternoon drive between 3 and 6 p.m. in Philadelphia. Great CBS station, WPHT. And Wow, it was. I get all verklempt when I talk about these things. What else can I say? Hey, if you want to join us, it's 877-807-4048. That's our telephone number. And, my mind is just all kinds of things like a pinball are bouncing around. I hate to use this expression, but I can't think of a better one. When I was a kid, I was a politics freak. And so many of my friends were. And I remember the election between Eisenhower and Stevenson, the second one in 1956, and the kids on the school bus would all mouth their parents' philosophy. And I think most of the kids liked Eisenhower. Well, he went on to win, obviously, over Stevenson. And the whole way to school, we're talking first, second, third grade. We're talking little children. I like Ike. I like Ike. Now, I can't imagine kids today, I like Trump or I like Hillary. Politics was much more, in terms of the boomer generation, much more of something that they got very active in. Then when I was around 11 years old, the Kennedy and Nixon battle, the 1960 presidential election, was fascinating to the kids. We were all, are you for Kennedy? Are you for Nixon? I remember standing in the rain with my little brownie camera watching John Kennedy come to town. I waited for a couple of hours and I had my little camera and I caught a picture of him when the open limousine went by on Hempstead Turnpike on Long Island where I lived. And I caught a photo of him and I took it to the drugstore and I came back 2 weeks later, and I couldn't wait to see it, and it was a blur. It was an absolute blur, but I kept that blur for as long as I could because it was Kennedy. And I think I was for Nixon as a kid in that election, but, it didn't matter. I was so into politics, and today I just don't think the kids are that plugged into it. And there's good things about that, and there are bad things about that. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be joined by Mr. Scamicide. He's out there to protect us from all those dastardly scoundrels out to pick our pockets in cyberspace. I'm Michael Harrison on what used to be called the radio. Thank you for listening. More coming your way.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.